الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم فمن ابتغى وراء ذلك فأولئك هم العادون وقال الله تعالى في مقام آخر وإذا سألتموهن متاعا فاسألوهن من وراء حجاب ذلك أطهر لقلوبكم وقلوبهن وقال الله تعالى في مقام آخر قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم قد أفلح من زكاها وقد خاب من دساها Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, and we've been speaking about it for the last 2 weeks, قد أفلح, verily, he permanently succeeds. من زكاها, he who purifies it, meaning he who purifies his soul. وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا, and he fails the one who ruins it. So we spoke about over the last few weeks the concept of purification of the soul. Now, one issue to understand when you discuss purification of the soul is that you have to recognize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created human beings in a particular nature. And that nature has certain needs, and those needs have the ability to extend into desires. The Sharia recognizes that we have needs and provides outlets for those needs. And the Sharia also recognizes that we have the ability, the Sharia also recognizes that those needs can go beyond their borders and extend into desires. And it's at that place that the Sharia halts the human being. So I was saying that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created human beings with a particular nature. That nature has certain needs, and those needs, if used improperly, can extend into desires. So I'll give you an example. Human beings, by their nature, they have a need to be married. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala permitted marriage in order to fulfill that need. Now, the Sharia recognizes that need, and then it provides an outlet for that need, both for the female and for the male. But if an individual decides to extend that need and allows that need to grow into a desire that takes control of them, and they extend that to fulfill it outside of the realm of marriage, then it becomes a transgression against the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's the ayah that I read in the very, very first ayah that I read in the beginning. فَمَنْ يَبْتَغَى وَرَاءَ ذَلِكَ, and he who trespasses beyond that. Now this actually is tying into the previous phrase in the ayah. He who trespasses beyond marriage. Okay? فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْعَادُونَ, then they are from the transgressors. So here you can see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created a nature within human beings. And that's the nature that's fulfilled through marriage. But if an individual allows that to grow, that desire, that need to grow into a desire, and then fulfills that desire outside of the realm of marriage, that's when they become a transgressor. So that's the first point to understand. Number one, that we have a nature. And number two, that nature consists of needs and it consists of desires. The Sharia recognizes our needs, but prohibits us from carrying those, allowing those to expand into becoming desires. Now, in this particular case, in the case of marriage, the Sharia recognizes that within human beings, there's the potential for interactions to occur that should not occur. In particular, between males and females. And so what the Sharia does is it creates a method to reduce those sparks. So the first thing that you should actually understand is that when an individual makes a mistake, when they go beyond the realm of their marriage and they transgress against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that doesn't happen overnight. That doesn't happen overnight. That happens through one small glance or hearing one small thing, and then another glance, and then a third glance, and then a phone call, and then an email. And it keeps going, 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 going until it progresses.